The village of Bedeque is holding a grand opening for their new boardwalk this afternoon. Over the last few years, the village has completed a number of infrastructure upgrades and environmental enhancements to the boardwalk and are marking it with a ribbon cutting this afternoon. To find out more about the work that was done and how they plan to celebrate it, I spoke with Stephen Ross with Waterfront Bedeque about what the new boardwalk means for the village. So can you tell me first off just about the work that was done on the boardwalk?
We have to go back 4 years ago. The boardwalk was built 40 years ago, roughly. It was a 6-foot wide boardwalk, basically just a linear walkway, and it was a popular spot with the Bell statue, the bronze statue that was built and donated by Bell Alliance. It was a popular photograph point, you know, for bus tours to stop and people would get their picture by the Bell statue. And going back 4 years ago, boardwalk 40 years old, it was shown it was near the end of its life. Every hurricane that would come through would knock some more of the boards off. And over the past, say, from going back two or three years ago, it was getting to be we had to close sections of the boardwalk because it just wasn't safe to walk on it. So then we started... One thing about the main wharf in Bedeque is that it generates revenue for Waterfront or Waterfront Group. Like the boats that right now, for example, there's probably an 80-foot yacht over there, a number of boats, and they pay fees to park there. And those fees, we use that for repair of the wharf and other projects that we may have on in and around the waterfront. So that revenue helps us to have revenue to start seed projects, we'll say. So the boardwalk started like probably more 3 years ago. We had community meetings trying to decide what people, if we do build a new boardwalk, what it wants to look like, and get a lot of input from the local community about what they'd like to see. We went through a series of meetings on that. Then we developed, with our seed money, we did preliminary conceptual drawings of the new boardwalk. From that, we could develop budgets. And the big moment was probably 2 years ago when we went to ACOA and said, we want to build this boardwalk. We know how much it's going to cost. We need to get funding. So ACOA agreed to cost share, provided other agencies provided funding, like, for example, Victoria County, Village of Bedeque, the province as well, and local donations. So developed the budgets, got kind of a pre-approval for funding, and then we went to tender last May. And now the boardwalk is complete. And we completed pretty well on time and on budget, and it looks really good. And everybody seems to be happy with where we are.
Awesome. Yeah, it seems like it was a long process, but it's going to be paying off. So tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening for the grand opening there today.
Well, today we have the funders. ACOA and other people that were on the funding side that helped us, and then a few dignitaries, and we're having a grand, or let's say a ribbon cutting ceremony, and we also have like a bagpiper going to walk the boardwalk with kids riding their bikes, and a little Kaylee maybe, and just kind of a few speeches. It's only a 20-minute, a half-hour thing, but it's kind of like the grand opening. We expect a couple hundred people here because everybody from the village and tourists are welcome to come. And it'll be a nice little event.
For sure. And, you know, going forward, what's this going to mean for Bedeque, having this new space, all this new stuff? What's this going to mean for the village?
Well, I think from a tourism and people point of view, it's a really nice spot. The old boardwalk was more linear where people would just walk on it. The one we created now is the boardwalk is actually 12 feet wide with a number of, we call them nodes, or one area is like an accessible area for people with accessibility issues that they can get off the accessible bus and have a clear path to get out of the boardwalk. It's all accessible. We have lots of seating lounger chairs, Adirondack chairs, picnic tables, things like that. And it's become more of a, before it was more just a linear walk, now it's more of a social place where, whether it be tourists or just local residents or sitting around on the benches and chairs and loungers, and people are stopping to chat, and it's more, much more of a social place. We also created some steps going into the water, kind of like Queen's Mark in Halifax, where you can actually go down and put your feet in the water. It's like a bleacher-style seating, and it's getting a lot of use. The kids are, small kids are out there. Just, the water's only like 2 feet deep at the stairs, so kids can, you know, and we've got nice, soft ground where they walk in the water. So the kids are out there playing in the water, and the parents are sitting on the lounger chairs 10 feet away watching them. And, yeah, it's a very nice social place, and it's getting a lot of use right now. And everybody that comes down really is really impressed with it.
Right. And is there anything else you wanted to mention about the boardwalk or the opening or anything you think people should be aware of?
No, I think it's just a matter of, you know, we do get a lot of, there is a lot of tourists. It's really perked up in the last few days. The weather's nicer, and I think people haven't discovered it yet, if you know what I mean, because people have a tendency to go over to the main wharf and a number of restaurants over there in Rucktown, and people are just starting to discover it now. So we're getting a lot more traffic coming down here. And, yeah, it's really, I think it's a very successful project for the village, and I think it's going to, certainly not going to hurt from the tourism perspective, because it just created a very nice place. Nicest boardwalk, nicest little boardwalk in Nova Scotia.
Well, I think that's, I think it's definitely going to live up to that. I love going up to Bedeque. It's a great place to visit, and I think the boardwalk's just going to make it even better.
Yes, yeah. No, we're very happy, and it was a lot of work to get here, but and we're all volunteers doing this, although we had, you know, contractors doing the work, but just hats off to all the people that were involved in doing this work, because there is a lot of work going into planning and organization and doing the project, but it turned out very nice in the end. Everybody's happy.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you taking a sec to chat with me, Steve. This was really great. It's nice, and good luck with the opening today.
Okay, well, thanks, Jake.
For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.